Welcome to our weekly podcast on a Tuesday. Always good to spend a little time with you, and I hope you're doing well and that you're keeping safe and healthy. Today we're going to talk about one of my favorite passages in the Bible, John 21. And I'm not going to read all those verses because it's going to take far too long to do that. But I want you to go and read John chapter 21, verses 1 to 14. Take your little time and read that, and then listen to the podcast, and I'm sure it'll make a lot more sense. So what we find here is that the disciples have returned to what they knew. The whole idea of being fishers of people now sounded so far in the past, and somehow a little unreal as well. It seems that the new journey they started with Jesus has come and gone. Or has it? Because while they are busy on the lake, someone is waiting for them on the beach. And pretty soon it would be clear that when Jesus was crucified, it didn't mean that was the end of their career as fishers of people. Actually, it was just the beginning. There was a brand new journey waiting for them. But first they would share a meal together again. Just as they ended the last chapter of their journey with Jesus with a last supper of bread and wine, they would start this brand new chapter with bread and fish on the beach. And just as essential as that last supper in the upper room was for them to be able to make it up the long, difficult uphill journey to Calvary, this breakfast would be just as essential to help them on the next leg of the journey that they would embark on. It's very interesting that before Jesus sends them on a new journey, He first feeds them and provides for them. See, my friends, here's the thing. Everyone who wants to journey with Jesus, or better, who wants to follow Him, every now and then just needs to stop, even if it's just to catch your breath. Just like Peter. I'm sure he must have been so tired from all the running back and forth to the beach and then pulling out the nets and then running in and then pulling out more nets just to get to the fish. Or perhaps, who knows, maybe it was just his conscience that was chasing him. Because remember the last time that he spoke to Jesus, he actually denied that he knew him. Then that rooster crowed and Jesus turned and looked at him. This time, Peter is allowed to sit down with Jesus and just be quiet for a moment. And this will be a moment in which he will be able to renew his strength. But he would also, along with the others, receive a brand new mission. Verse 19 says, Jesus said to him, "Follow me." This would be the beginning of a brand new journey that would not be that easy. And for this, like all Christ followers, they would need to receive something to eat, to drink, and to take on the journey with them, to be strengthened for the journey. This coming Sunday, we'll sit at the table of the Lord and we will eat and we will drink and we will receive strength for the journey. May you have plenty of time to sit with the Lord and just be quiet and receive from Him strength for the journey. Will you pray with me? Amazing, caring God, thank you for your provision. Provision of not just bread and fish, things that we need to eat and drink every day, but provision for the journey as we journey with you. Thank you that you always provide in abundance all we need. Thank you that you always provide those moments too where we can just be quiet and we can sit with you and renew our strength for the journey that lies ahead. Thank you for your grace and thank you for your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.